This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one tenth of the world.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. One of my favourite books that I would read to my kids when they were little was Enzo the Wonderfish. It was about a kid who desperately wanted a pet, but his crummy parents would only get him a fish. So, when he wanted to exercise his fish, he had to carry the fish inside the fishbowl all around the park. And of course, he was always worried about the water being too rough and making his fish seasick. The kids loved it. And it turns out that exercising fish is a thing for some scientists. Why on earth would anybody exercise a fish? And the answer is to learn more about humans. It turns out that human fitness, obesity, and metabolism are all really complicated, which is why we are still trying to work it all out. And one way that scientists are trying to better understand human metabolism is by studying zebrafish. Now, I know that we don't look much like those tiny, striped, torpedo-shaped fish, but we have a surprising number of genes in common with them. And because they're so easy to study, they've become a model organism for learning about some human traits. Now, back to exercising fish. If scientists want to study how exercise affects fish, they first have to know how fit the fish are at the beginning. You do these same sort of baseline fitness tests with humans. After all, if you want to compare humans at running, you'd want to know if you were putting a couch potato up against a marathon runner. Now, one way to exercise zebrafish is to put your hand into their tank and manually chase them up and down the tank until they're exhausted. But you can do this only for a few fish at the same time, and you couldn't be sure that you're always giving each of them the same amount of exercise. Another way to exercise fish, and one that doesn't give scientists unsightly prune hands, is a so-called Brett-style swimming chamber. It's a transparent pipe with water flowing through it, and the fish swim against this current. It's like a treadmill, but for fish. You can control lots of the characteristics of the water. Its speed, temperature, cleanliness, oxygen level, and so on. You can also make lots of measurements of the fish. Its speed, muscle temperature, heart rate, tail flapping, etc. But these devices are expensive, can exercise only a few fish each day, and they take up lots of room. Luckily, a bunch of scientists here in Australia have come up with a cheaper way to do the job using a couple of bits of gear lying around the laboratory and a coffee plunger. They start by filling the coffee plunger jar with fish-friendly water. They then place a magnetic stirrer bar on the bottom and put the whole thing on top of a magnetic stirrer hot plate. This spins the magnet, so it stirs the water, making a circular current. They then insert the coffee plunger and delicately add the zebrafish above the plunger so that the zebrafish can't run into the spinning magnet and get hurt. And their last step is to turn it on and gently and very gradually increase the speed. Voila! Their setup was as cheap as chips, and it gave consistent results. Hurrah! But while this coffee plunger training was a great leap forward for science and for fish kind, there were some limitations to the study. For example, the fish might get exhausted sooner in a spinning water flow. In a linear flow chamber, they swim by using all their muscles. But if the fish swims in a circle, it might be using the muscles on one side more than on the other side. So, theoretically, and I quote the paper, imbalanced use of one side of the fish musculature due to circular swimming may result in premature, rather than complete, exhaustion, unquote. One solution could be to have them swim in both clockwise and anti-clockwise directions. But not all standard magnetic stirrers rotate both ways. Another limitation of the study is that swimming in a circle is rather artificial for both fish and humans. These limitations aside, it was very creative to make a budget gym for zebrafish out of a coffee plunger. And if that's got you thinking of knocking together your own magnetic swim training setup at home, remember to do a search of the published literature first. A good place to start is with the hashtag #HomeWorkoutFails. Yep, it's the first step of science. Learn from the mistakes of others.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. You can discover more ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listener.